Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Did a bitch on her phone get Gwyneth Paltrow in trouble with her kids?
And we're going thirst trapping with Mariah Carey and Kendall Jenner.
And later, Chewy and I are talking to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Garcelle Beauvais.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Personality, Miss Tamar Braxton. Thanks for being here, Tamar.
Thank you, Punkin' Schmunkin'. I'm so happy to be here. So listen, y'all, let's get started. What you got first, Brad Tat Tat Tat?
All right, now, after a five-year wait, y'all, jury selection has begun for Blac Chyna's trial against the Kardashians. I know you're excited, Gary.
Oh, no.
Of course, Chyna is suing them for getting her reality show Robin Chyna canceled and cutting down her income. So Kris, Kim, Khloe, and Kylie had to sit there and listen while potential jurors said that they are not a good influence and they hope no one gets any richer from this. Mm. Now, one male potential juror in his 50s or 60s said, "I have watched Kim Kardashian's sex tape and I don't think I can be impartial on this case. I'd be replaying that sex tape over and over again in my head."
Oh.
Ooh, there were also some who said they couldn't be unbiased because they were fans of the Kardashian show. Lord.
How much would it suck to sit there and just listen to people badmouth you, not say anything back?
I've been in that predicament before. It sucks.
Really?
On the stand, really? You can't. Your lawyer be telling you to be quiet, don't say nothing because you're going to get
that is the ultimate test of patience.
It's horrible.
Well, the other thing is this: I just want to throw this out there, guys. Call me crazy. I feel like Blac Chyna's got a good case.
She
and
does.
So I'm just
she
like,
does.
What is going to happen if she's able to get this money?
Blac Chyna worked hard, honey, for them Kardashians, and they just threw her out in the street like she was
what
yesterday's
do you classify
friend.
As work?
But Gary, $100 million is steep. Yeah,
that's not
Ooh.
Steep. Brett,
$100 million?
Kim just show up and make $100 million, hell.
Yeah, but she just said last week she had to change her lifestyle. She had to get rid of her cars.
Yes,
and like downsize because her money has been like cut.
I mean, but that's how lawsuits go. You aim high and you
top.
Get like a fraction
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe if she wins, she get like 10. Tamar, do you think if you got called in to be on this jury that you could be impartial?
Well, no.
Yeah. Now, if you thought that was drama, you better gird your loins for this one because this one will make a lot more sense in a minute. So Phil Collins' ex-wife, Orianne, is divorcing her latest husband, Tom Bates. Now, If y'all don't remember, Phil had to evict them from his mansion. It was an ugly situation. Anyway, the divorce papers are spilling all kinds of tea, and it turns out that Orianne met Tom on an escort site called Cowboys for Angels, where he referred to himself as a sexy intellectual and used the alias Ryan from Los Angeles. You know. Now, they ran off and got married in Vegas. She moved into Phil's mansion, leased a $340,000 Aston Martin for him, and helped him start his music career. But when things went sour, she allegedly assaulted him on several occasions and once threatened to cut that eggplant off the vine.
Ooh.
For those that don't get that, cut off his joint. But that's messed up, though. Like, yeah. You know, like, and especially when you're on these apps, you don't think you're going to, like, you know, run into a Lorena Bobbitt type. They should have some level of disclaimer on some of these apps, right?
Okay. So, y'all, it's ghetto. Okay, yeah. Let's just start there. You meet somebody on the app, then you move into your ex-husband's house.
Hello.
Okay, uh-huh. You lease your new man a car. Who's paying for that? I'm sure Phil is paying for that. It's hood ratism.
Yeah.
I'm on this website right now. Like, first off, I need to make a profile because these men are clearly getting paid.
So, Tavon, could you fall in love with an escort?
Yes, I can definitely fall in love with an escort. That's why I won't do it. And then number two, get your head all messed up. I said this before. I don't want nothing that good that's going to get me all out my character.
That's
I don't
right.
have a lot of time for that. I'm busy. I'm booked. I got a child. I got sleep. Mm-hmm. I can't do right. it.
Well, Phil Collins is single, and he looks like he's throwing out wild mediocre right now.
He throwing out nothing but them checks.
Nice.
All right, guys. It is time for my favorite part of the show. It is time for Thirst Trapping with the Stars. Oh, man. You know, we got to get back in our Kardashian business. First up is Kendall Jenner. Since she did not have to go to court with her family, she had a little extra time, and she used that time to get topless by the pool and plug her 818 tequila brand. Looking hot here. Is this a thirst trap?
Yes,
clearly. Yeah, and a shameless plug.
Okay, yeah, but she should have had one of her basketball player boyfriends do that. I mean, instead of her sitting there, look, I mean, it's just sad. It's disgusting.
It's sad.
Is it?
Gary, you don't like a little underboob? Just like she had just a little underboob.
I don't like underboob and overshaved. I don't like that. No.
Did you say like overshaved?
Yeah. Gary like hair.
You want that Isaac Hayes look down there.
That's
what you mean. Like a little bush garden.
Yeah, I would have never taken Gary to be a carpet man, but here we are.
Oh, wow.
I got hardwood floors.
Yeah.
All right, honey. Up next, honey, is Brad Bestie. Miss Mariah Carey. Now, she's giving you pool perfection, honey, in this video wearing a blue swimsuit where she's coming out of the water like a goddess. So is this a thirst trap?
No.
Mariah does no wrong.
No.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
It's true.
No.
Come on.
She's perfect. Everything about her is perfect.
Listen, she is perfect, but this is got a little thirst to it. Like, anytime
you're
coming
Tana.
Out
it
of a pool.
No nurse. She fully
if you're coming
dressed,
out of
fully.
A pool.
It's very classy.
It's not the idea she's going to be sexy, honey. She's going to get sex appeal.
Right.
Because this onesie, honey, she's wearing is not very sexy, but...
So it's not a thirst trap. It's
at
very
all.
Classy, darling. This ensemble is very classy.
Would you call a swimsuit like that a onesie? That's just like a one-piece.
It's a onesie.
It's a one-piece.
It's a onesie. She's partly parched. Okay, well, it looks like 19-year-old Danielle Bregoli, also known as Bad Barbie, is putting the cash in. Catch me outside. So she reportedly paid, y'all check this out, $6.5 million in cash for her Boca Raton estate in Florida.
Ooh.
Now, look, yeah, that's right, all true tea. You can cash her inside her 9,200 square foot, 7-bed, 7-bath house.
Mm.
Yes, talk about the rich life, y'all. I'm doing all my life wrong. What y'all think about that?
It's times nice. Like this where I feel like I'm in God's blind spot.
I mean,
yeah.
Cash, $6.5 million in cash. I mean, she got about 30 more in liquid to go.
Yeah, that means that y'all live y'all life horribly, honey. Y'all doing something wrong,
is
honey.
Is it smart for this young girl to pay cash for this house?
It just makes me want to go on talk shows and act like a fool, you know? I just want to go on talk shows and be and act like a jerk.
Tanner, results may vary.
Results may same for us, bro.
It just won't. I just know it won't.
Yeah, it didn't work for me.
But what? Does she sing?
She actually does now.
She raps
a little
now.
Bit.
Yeah, she's a rapper now.
She
then she had an OnlyFans page that, like, apparently got her popping as well. Like, yeah. I think she made something like $1 million in the first week or something goofy like that.
Really?
But who are these weirdo creep freaks that, like, you know, like, contributed. I just don't get it.
I ain't hating. I'm just like, but I'm hating. Yeah. It's okay to feel a little salty about this. Like, this woman went from Dr. Phil to paying $6 million for a mansion in Florida. Like,
right. Yeah. This is already 6 years later.
To OnlyFans to $6.5 million in cash. Hello. I'm signing up right now.
Hello. Okay.
All right, it looks like Gwyneth Paltrow's teenagers were not too happy about her previous phone background. She shared in her Goop newsletter that her two kids were traumatized and immediately replaced her phone's lock screen after noticing it was a shirtless picture of Paltrow's husband, Brad Falchuk.
Oh, honey, I mean, think about it, honey. I mean, it's a better shirtless photo than being his eggplant. My God.
Y'all ever had a sexy photo as your phone background?
Nah.
I would like
not
to.
Not of me.
Yeah, it's just weird. I don't know. Somebody finds your phone. I don't know. It's like, nah.
But sometimes you should do it for your own inspiration.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I've done that a couple times. I go out on dates and put myself on my screen and like, oh, what's that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I would do that and get depressed. Like, man, you had it so much together back then.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So, Brad, is that Judy, honey?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Up next, find out who gave Kaley Cuoco the five-finger discount to her face while filming her show. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, it is a lot of slapperization going around Hollywood lately. Seems that Sharon Stone had a basic instinct, and she slapped the mess out of Kaley Cuoco. Oh. Wow. Kaley stopped by Jimmy Kimmel Live to dish about her show, The Flight Attendant, where Sharon plays her mom, and here's what happened.
Before we started the scene, she sat me down and she said, hey, how do you feel about me touching you in this scene? Like, touching you. And I said, whatever you want to do, Sharon. You are Sharon Stone. What you do is you do what you want to do. I'm just so happy you're here. She goes, great. So we do the take, and it's this very long, emotional scene, and at the end of the scene, she's supposed to come up and say something very serious to me and walk out. She's supposed to say, I like you, but I don't love you very much. That's what she's supposed to say. So she says this line to me, and she grabs my face, and she whacks me.
I know! So Kaley didn't know giving the iconic actress permission to touch her would lead to a bitch slap. Nope. And Sharon didn't do it just once, y'all. She did it 3 times.
What?
You know her face was stinking.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
3 times?
Wow. That's too many times.
She got a kick out of that. Tamar, you're an actress. If you gave an icon like Sharon Stone or anybody on that level permission to touch you and it led to a slap, what would you do?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the truth is, in the scene, you want it to be as real as possible, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I would have to slap that ass back.
No one's gonna just sit there and just take a slap.
Okay. It's not happening.
Yeah, it's not reality.
I think the real initial like response
reaction
is the bow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Normally, it's so weird because you feel like if it was gonna be a slap, then Sharon would have at least been like, "Hey, is it okay if I slap you?" Because like touch you and slap you are two very different things.
Mm.
I don't think she wanted her to like prepare for it. You know what I'm saying? Because if she tells
me,
"I'm finna slap you," the response would be like, "Try it. Watch what I do."
Like, does everybody got a method to like pulling off things that are supposed to be a shock.
So maybe it was in the script already and she knew it was coming.
Anticipation.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying even the third time the camera wasn't even pointed at Kaley. The slap was unnecessary.
Yeah, but I mean sometimes you just gotta feel it. You know, so she just had to feel it.
I bet she felt it, honey.
3 takes later.
3 takes.
All right, we'll switch it up real quick. So Moneybagg Yo posted a quick video of Josh showing off his new ice, but a fan couldn't contain their confusion and asked him, how do you give Ja Morant a BGC piece after an L? Just a question. Fan of both. Now, Moneybagg Yo responded, you gotta accept your losses like you do your winnings. Either way it go, he a champ to me. He been putting on for our city regardless, referring to Memphis.
And, you know, all right. And that's what it is.
I like that money bag. That was a good money bag.
Yeah. It's more like money bag. No, I got to work on that one. But, but you know, he's showing love. But do you agree? Because, like, you know, we do live in an age in society where we do give participation awards. Should you give somebody something that nice after taking an L?
Yes.
When you lose, that's when you want your people to come and support you the most.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be like, oh, you a loser. Get out of here.
Right.
That's terrible.
If I was on the team, though, I would feel a little way that I didn't even get, like, a ring or a regular chain or something. It's like, come on, I'm on the team, too.
Yeah. You know, I think that's what people need to do more like that, like for prostitutes. If they put on for the city and help the city out, They should give them a medal or some kind of reward.
Help the city.
Wow.
Because they keep men, honey, out of trouble. Where they, instead of them being out there doing drugs and killing people, they keep them calm.
I'm right there with you. Hand me that ring.
All the way back. We got to take it all the way back to Cowboys and Angels for Gary.
That's
I can't
right.
believe it.
Yes.
Okay, coming up, Chewy and I recently sat down for a fancy conversation with actress and Real Housewife Garcelle Beauvais. Right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Joining us today is an actress, author, host of The Real, and a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Hey.
And she's also my former work wife,
Yay.
The lovely, talented icon, Garcelle Beauvais.
Hey.
So happy you are here.
She's here.
Man,
I've been waiting for this so long. So excited.
Yeah. Congratulations on your new memoir, Love Me As I Am.
Thank you.
It's so cool. Thank you. Talk about life in Hollywood. Is there, just going to get right into it, is there like a celebrity or celebrity experience in the book Ooh. That you were nervous to write about?
Oh, God, yes. There's a few
All of them.
Man.
Oh. Every single one of them.
You don't have to say names, just
yeah.
well, initials.
It would be good if you did.
Yeah. But I did call my PR. I go, what about this person? What about
this
person?
Really?
Are we going to be okay? Are we going to be okay?
Wow.
Wait, so,
yeah, because, you know, I've been in the industry a long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is really about my journey. I'm not out to trash anyone, but mm-hmm. I've had a few run-ins with certain people.
But, yeah, you used to work with this guy, Tanner.
Oh, my God. We had the
and
best time.
You guys worked together on Hollywood Today Live.
Yes.
Is there any inside scoop or dish you can give us on this man right here?
He would, we would work all week, and he would go and come back with stories of his dates.
Oh, wow.
Of who he's seeing.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that happened in the weekend?
Yes. Yeah. His hair is different. His hair was different back then.
No.
He looks like a character from Yellowstone now.
Yeah,
But yeah, like back then, he looked a lot different.
Getting my Old West on here.
I had a crush on him.
Oh, no.
All the girls.
You could have been on Housewives of Beverly Hills, bro.
Listen,
you could have been a house husband.
I'll be Garcelle Beauvais' pool boy in a second. Like, let me tell you.
I do have a fantasy about a pool boy.
Yeah. Catch me showing up with the martinis in the back of Housewives. Like, I'm shaking the drinks out. I'm bringing them.
I'm like, yo, that's my boy Tanner. He used to be on that Hollywood show. Damn.
We can't let you get out of here without some Housewives talk.
Okay, let's do it.
This upcoming season is going to be your third.
Yes.
Very exciting. If you had to switch cities, what city do you think you would go to? Like, what Housewives?
If I had to switch, that's a very good question. I would switch to New York.
Okay.
I love New York. That's my favorite city. So I would want to move back to New York.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah.
And with some housewives, who is the most annoying housewife and why is it Dorit?
I cannot. I'm not going over there.
No. I'm trying to be on the reunion. Come on. My confessional.
Exactly.
So yeah, Garcelle was just at the show and she just busted out with why Dorit's the most annoying one.
No,
and we all agreed with her. That's why I'm here.
I swear to God. You're gonna get me in trouble.
I know. Of course, we're in the age of reboots.
Yes.
And they just rebooted. They did a dramatic version of Bel-Air.
Yes, which is so good.
What if they did something for the Jamie Foxx show and they brought it back and it was a little bit more dramatic? Like, how do you feel, Fancy would be?
Yeah, I would love
where
it.
Would she be?
Fancy would be dark and edgy.
Yeah.
Probably, slap Jamie Foxx here or there.
There was always a little edge to Fancy, which I love.
Yes, I think it would be great. I think Jamie's too busy, though. Mm. He's producing, he's acting, he's doing animation. But
I
would love a reboot.
That would be
really fun. But you know what movie I've always wanted to do?
What?
Basic Instinct.
Oh! Yo!
I would
love
that.
Yes! Yeah!
So
good. Yo! Right?
Interrogation scene, bro?
Okay.
Yo,
maybe we'd adjust that one.
Wow. No, Garcelle, I'll wear the dress.
Okay.
I'll wear the dress and I'll
reversal. And you'll cross the leg.
Boom, and I'll cross my legs.
It'll be Chewy crossing his legs.
Because we live in different times, right?
It's equality now.
It's
all
quality.
About equality now.
That's totally. Right.
It's Garcelle looking up your skirt. You
Boom.
Know,
that's
y'all are nuts.
Okay, all right. Well, season 12 of Housewives of Beverly Hills is premiering May 11th. Her book, Love Me As I Am, is out now. Please go get it. Go check it out. Thank you for stopping by. And we have so much more Dish Nation after the break.
Yes.
Garcelle, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And when we're on break, she will tell us why Dorit is the most annoying housewife on the show.
Oh, my God.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys, you would think Elon Musk, the future emperor of Mars, you'd think he's got it all, right?
Okay, for real.
Get this. This man has $264 billion with a B
Crazy
dollars.
Bubba.
He's the richest man in the world, and he claims he does not even own a home.
Oh.
You heard that right. The richest man in the world is homeless. What? In a recent interview, Elon said, I don't even own a place right now. I'm literally staying at friends' places. If I travel to the Bay Area, which is where most of Tesla's engineering is, I basically rotate through friends' spare bedrooms. Now, y'all, I remember Elon selling his houses a couple years ago. It was like kind of a famous thing. Would you let him crash on your couch if he was in your city?
Yeah, because I think he would be forever. He like would pay you in Dogecoin. Like, I'm here for it.
My girl, I would let him sleep on my couch or my spare room simply because I want him to remember that.
Well, I would share my bed with him so he could remember that.
Oh,
but
Lord.
He could sleep on the opposite side, and I sleep on one side, and then, you know, there's visions of sugar plums, but money just be dancing in my head.
Yeah. Gary, you'd give him a little space triple X. You know what I'm saying? Space XXX.
It depends on how secretive he is, honey. I take all kind of pictures when he's sleep and threaten him. So you say something, honey, look at this picture. You better give me some more money.
Gary, that's illegal. You're talking about like entrapment or something. You trying to blackmail people?
Wow. Well, he haven't, just me, I won't be black. But yeah.
Wow.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.